Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, it's a great pleasure to catch up with Simone Herodin. You know, that fabulous, fun place called the Artscape Theatre is somewhere we all would love to work, but none of us are that fortunate. Simone, great to chat to you again. Please do bring us up to speed on what is happening at the theatre. There's lots of excitement, I see.
Absolutely lots of excitement, Janet. I don't even know where to start. I've decided, I'm sort of contradicting myself. I've decided that I'm going to start with what I think is an exciting production, but that's just because the surname of this very famous singer is my namesake. And it is Oriel Hayes who will be performing the music of Nina Simone. The
Sounds
production
wonderful already.
and soul, yeah. And I mean, we all know that, or most people would know that Nina Simone was a very famous American singer. She was an activist, and her music style included classic folk, gospel, blues, jazz, R&B, and hip hop. And then Oriel Hayes herself is an amazing singer that's been around on the circuit for the past, I think, 20-odd years. She's got like 9 albums out. And she sings in different genres from deep house to amapiano. So I'm quite excited to hear her rendition of the music of Nina Simone starting on Thursday right up to the weekend.
Wow, Simone. I mean, I'm a great fan of Nina Simone myself. You know, that atmospheric, smoky, jazz room filled sort of vignette of life is just phenomenal. And how amazing that we are surrounded by all this incredible talent on our doorsteps, and that they can bring, you know, the masters of the past back to life. So that sounds amazing. So that runs from Thursday up until Sunday.
Until Sunday, that's correct. And then good news and bad news. It's always good news when a production or an event is sold out. So the Athlone 85 premiere, which is on Thursday evening, is sold out, which is good news, especially for the artists. Bad news for those who still wanted tickets. But I'm certainly looking forward to that movie as well, which obviously deals with struggle period of specifically the 80s and the 1985. I don't want to give away too much of a movie, but I believe that the movie premiere, there's going to be a spin-off of about 6 episodes as well. I think it's going to be broadcast in Showmax. So those that will unfortunately be
Amazing.
able to see the movie can see the spin-off episodes.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Now, Simone, we spoke last week and I said, please, Simone, go forth and get another production going of the same event. Can we duplicate it? And I got no feedback. And now you tell me it's all sold out. I'm devastated.
Absolutely all sold out. But as I say, those who
I'm very, very happy. It
happy
really
for
shows that this kind of conversation that harks back to the struggles of the 80s is something that resonates with a lot of people, and it's a conversation that people would love to see pan out on our screens. So great news.
Absolutely. And then I want to go back to a production that's already in the running, and that is Dear Evan Hansen, that both you and I have seen. And I went to the opening on Sunday afternoon at about 5 o'clock. It definitely is a must-see. I'm sure you can concur, Janet, that the amazing stage sets, the lighting, the voices, especially of the lead voice Stuart, that plays the character of Dear Evan Hansen, and the issues that it deals with, the issues of loneliness, belonging, teenage years of where you are fitting in, peer pressure, especially is very, very pertinent in today's society and the discourse that we have in order to see to our mental health, because mental health is so important. I mean, it does affect our physical health as well. And with the world in the state that it is, we definitely all need to know how to deal with all the issues, especially our youth. So that is definitely a must see. It was a Grammy award-winning, Tony award-winning, Sir Olivier award-winning production across the world, and it's come to South African shores. So even for your listeners in Gauteng, that will soon be able to see Dear Evan Hansen in about a month's time up there. It's really one of the must-see productions of the current 2025.
Well, Simone, I have to concur. It is a message that really hit deep with a lot of people. We had lots of conversations during the intermission, and we had lots of conversations after the production. And people are referring others to go and see it because it's a story that must be experienced. It's immersive and it draws one in because it's something that's so pertinent to us, which is mental health. And it's so wonderful to see that it is a story and a conversation that is being heard and being given the due attention that it needs.
Absolutely. And then for the dance enthusiast, please don't miss Jazz Art Dance Theatre's inaugural Meraki Dance Festival, which opens from the 27th and runs for that weekend as well. And it's a mixture of contemporary dance, ballet, with different styles and different genres. And I mean, Jazz Art is going on for 52 years that they've been running in South Africa. They always just present world-class dance and world-class productions, not just in South Africa. They've toured countries like Pakistan, Rwanda, the UK, the States. So it's definitely probably one of our top brand South Africa contemporary dance societies that we can be very proud of. So that's the amazing Meraki Dance Festival, inaugural dance festival at the end of Feb.
I'm always amazed at the innovation, the out of the box thinking that comes out of jazz art. And they've got a very strong team of creatives who make that happen. So, really personally looking forward to that. And I'm sure that our listeners are too. Those of you that are fans of the Jazz Art Dance Company will certainly be in for a treat with this production.
And then I think to round off, Janet, to stick with the subject of dance, I mean, how amazing was that free lunchtime concert that some unfortunately missed out yesterday, presented by Cape Town City Ballet, presenting excerpts of their upcoming Giselle, which opens on the 8th of March, and in concurrently running, sorry, the week later, their Double Ball Requiem. And the pas de 10, which is pas de 10 of Raymunda. I mean, how amazing was that Requiem
Oh
excerpt
man,
they missed?
everybody was enraptured. And if you don't get to go to the lunchtime concerts, I posted a little review and I said I ate ballet for lunch and my soul is satisfied because what was so endearing is those amazingly talented young people and the attention to detail. They treated it as if it was a full on production, the professionalism. I was completely blown away. So it's free, it's a no-brainer, it's phenomenal. And I would honestly, Simon, tell us when the future dates are for those lunchtime productions because we certainly do need to get the word out there.
Absolutely. I think perhaps next week we can concentrate on all the upcoming lunchtime productions. We still have four left, which will include Cape Town Opera, Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, possibly Zip Zap Circus, Jazz Art Dance Theatre that we've just spoken about, and maybe a surprise lunchtime concert sometime in December.
Wow. Well, that's lots to look forward to. I'm certainly looking forward to our chat with you next week to see all of those amazing scenes from forthcoming attractions. And in the meantime, Simon, if I don't chat to you on radio, I'll see you at the theatre.
Absolutely. See you at the theater. Always lovely chatting on jet setting, and let's go jet setting theater.
Wonderful. All the best, Simon. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.